live, take control, toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. You get to create the content, too. Whatever you see on the front page was actually put there by listeners just like you. So you can submit content to freetalklive.com. Then other listeners decide whether that content is valuable. So they'll assign points to it. You can vote it up for an extra point, or you can vote it down to take away a point if you like, or just ignore it. Go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive with other listeners there. And frequently we'll use the stories that are on the front page of the site as submitted and voted on by you on the air. Now, of course, the best way to get your ideas on the air is to call in toll-free. And that's what Ryan's done here at 855-450-FREE. Ryan, you're in St. Louis, Missouri, and you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Tally, and Allie.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind, Ryan?
Well, this is actually sort of old news now. I was listening to this show, and I'm on the podcast. So I'm a little bit behind. I was listening, and it was right after Silk Road got shut down, and you guys were talking about a story about, I guess, Dread Pirate Roberts allegedly having hired a hitman at one point, and to some guy that, I guess, owed a lot of drug money or something.
No, not really. The allegations, first of all, Dread Pirate Roberts, for listeners that don't know, is the purported operator of the Silk Road. The Silk Road is an underground open market, basically, where mostly drugs are sold, but other things can be sold, fake IDs and other interesting things that you might not be able to buy at Amazon, for instance, or eBay. And they caught someone that they're claiming is Dread Pirate Roberts. We don't know if that's actually true. But what the FBI agent who is making the affidavit in this case claims, or the indictment, I guess, making the indictment claims, is that Dread Pirate Roberts had been involved in two hits. One of them involved an alleged blackmailer, somebody who was saying, or an extortionist, somebody who was telling Dread Pirate Roberts that they had customer information and that they were going to release that customer information that they had hacked from one of the site's vendors if he didn't pay up a bunch of money. They claim that Dread Pirate Roberts allegedly attempted to put a hit on that individual. And then in the other case, the original hit, that was the second case. The first case of the alleged hit was there was somebody who worked for the Silk Road as an administrator. He ended up getting busted for something, and so Dread Pirate Roberts was allegedly worried that this person was going to snitch and supposedly wanted to hire a hit on the former employee. So this is all what the FBI claims. We don't know the validity of these claims, but I just wanted to correct you there. So go ahead.
Absolutely. Well, I was referring, I guess, to the first instance, I think it was Mark that had said something along the lines of, and I kind of wish he was here tonight. I don't want to put words in his mouth, something along the lines of, he obviously didn't want to advocate violence, but he said he sort of, in a way, understood, I believe this is what he said, because the way he kind of saw it was he was basically threatening to take away this man's liberties for the rest of his life, and he saw it as a self-defense sort of situation. And I believe, Ian, you opposed it, and I think, again, don't want to put words in anyone's mouth, I think Allie was kind of agreeing with him at the time. And
I'm not usually on the show. Oh. I haven't been on with Mark to talk about this, but I might have said something kind of similar before I really knew quite all the details or understood them. And that I could understand, like, working in the black market seems like you might have to do some shady stuff to survive in that market. But that I kind of, like, when I'm thinking about it now, I feel like a lot of times, so how do other people who have things that the police could, they have information that the police would really like to know about someone who's higher in rank in the drug business than them? What do, like, the drug lords or whatever usually do when someone gets arrested or is in police custody? Do they pay them off to not talk? There has to be some kind of incentive to not talk. Either you're afraid for your life or you're getting paid not to.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely think that trying to kill someone because they got arrested and you're worried they might talk is definitely wrong. That's murder.
Okay, all right. I agree more with that. I guess I misunderstood you and possibly even Mark's point. What caused me to call is, you know, I thought that at the time, and I agreed with what I thought you had said with the self-defense issue. And then I remembered, you know, back when you guys were talking about Chris Cantwell a little more, his whole line about, you know, the shotgun and the kilo coke in the backseat with the cop. And, you know, obviously...
I'm not sure what line that is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I believe it was in his message, you saying something along the lines of, if you have a kilo of coke and a shotgun and a cop tries to pull you over, you're justified in, I guess, shooting the cop, saying that it's self-defense, which, you know, I don't think anyone on here would agree with.
Well, I mean, I understand Chris Cantwell's position in that case, in that if somebody is trying to take your freedom away, that it would be self-defense to stop them from doing that. But in this case, it's a police officer, and nobody will see it that way. And so, therefore, you will just, well, first of all, you're going to end up getting killed by the cops because they're going to bring down every possible officer they can in whatever manhunt they end up having to take you, to destroy you, because they're likely not going to live through that process. But then secondly, of course, there's also other factors that happen. Like, for instance, everybody else's liberty suffers because when the cops get killed, it gives them an excuse to create more laws and create more controls over people's lives. So I can totally understand where Chris Cantwell is coming from, because I used to have a kind of a similar angry outlook like he does. I let go of that several years ago, and I turned in the direction of peace, and I'm glad I did. But I understand where he's coming from. I just don't think it's I don't think it's an appropriate thing to do in that circumstance.
Okay. Yeah, I saw those two situations, and I guess what I perceived the conversation to be, and I guess I kind of drew, you know, I saw them as being similar, and it seemed like, I guess, you know, with one instance it seemed more or less okay, and the other instance it seemed to be wrong. But again, I feel like I've made.
So, are you saying that you think it was okay for Dread Pirate Roberts to attempt to hire a hit?
You know what? When I first heard that, I was a little, you know, outraged. You know, I'd see him as sort of a hero, honestly. And then I was a little bit okay with it. And then I thought about it some more, and I was just, you know, I was like, no, I'm not, I don't know. But it's a gray line for me, honestly. Like, I do see it as, you know, the guy that is pointing a gun at you, and what are you going to do, in a way. But I don't want to sound like I'm advocating that kind of violence, but it's,
I tend to shy away from escalation. I think that escalation is generally a bad tactic, and I think that if you want peace in the world, you have to be the peace. You have to be the change that you wish to see. And so I don't agree with the tactic of the hits. I understand why. I get the rationale, and I think that there's an argument to be made in that, you know, oh yeah, well, this guy was threatening to ruin people's lives and possibly send people to, you know, maybe hundreds, if not thousands of people to prison by releasing their information that they purchased or sold drugs on the Silk Road, that would justify taking some sort of violent action. And I think there are a lot of circumstances where violence is justifiable, but I don't think it's the right thing to do, because I don't think that violence solves problems ultimately. And I think that it just makes our world more violent, and that violence begets violence, and I don't want to be a part of that personally. I don't know about you guys. Tally?
No, I mean, there's plenty of violence that's unjustifiable. We see it all the time, and I don't like to even put it on the table as far as a tactic that I would use. I mean, say I'm driving down the road peacefully with a brick of cocaine in my car. I don't want to be the last.
Have the shotgun in the car.
Well, that's true. But, yeah, for some reason, if I did, I wouldn't want the last action that I'd take on this earth to be a violent act, even though I've been peaceful thus far, pretty much.
Let's come back and talk more about it. Thanks, Ryan, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Because, Allie, I know that you are somebody who may, I don't know, I guess I shouldn't reveal whether or not you carry a weapon, but I know that you've had a weapon in the past. And so I'm interested in knowing your thoughts on this issue of violence.
Sure.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea.
Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and violence has raised its ugly head again here on the program. We are talking about defense of oneself and whether or not violence is an acceptable answer. In any case, are there certain cases where it makes sense? And we're going to continue around the panel here and get some other thoughts, including Allie, who I believe owns a firearm. We'll talk more about that. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, I mentioned earlier bitcoins. Now, I didn't really tell you what they were. It's a decentralized currency that has been issued by the internet. Like, there's no corporation behind Bitcoin. There's no government behind Bitcoins. In fact, the governments are very, very uncertain as to what to do about Bitcoins because it's out of their hands. It's never been in their hands. They can't get their hands around it. It's decentralized. It's distributed amongst thousands upon thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe even, I don't know, a million. I don't know how many of them there are, how many computers are in this Bitcoin network. But it's worldwide. You can't target one computer and shut it down. You can't target 1,000 computers and shut it down. It's unstoppable, or at least so it seems. And so the market price has been just incredible. It's over $150 per Bitcoin the last time I looked, and it's fascinating to watch it happen. There have been all kinds of interesting things like the Silk Road that we were talking about earlier that have come out as a result of the existence of Bitcoin, which of course has completely revolutionized the black market in an amazing way. But Bitcoin allows you to send money at its basic level. It allows you to send and receive money to anybody you want, anywhere in the world, for next to zero cost. It's just an amazing thing that takes the money out of the hands of the people who've traditionally controlled it, the governments and the banks. It completely takes it out of their hands and puts it into the hands of you. In fact, I just heard news through the Free State Bitcoin Consortium group that apparently the Chinese search engine, so there's like the Google of China, basically. Google's in China, but there's also a Chinese kind of fairly popular search engine, from what I understand. I heard, I did not verify this claim, but I heard that they are now taking Bitcoin as payment.
I've seen those news reports.
You have to pay to use the search engine?
No. They would sell ads, for instance.
Oh, I see.
So, like, Google has a lot of advertising on it. And so, this is the equivalent of Google taking Bitcoin. Google's not taking Bitcoin yet, but if it ever does, it'll be huge. And so more and more companies are taking Bitcoin, which means you might want to consider having Bitcoin, especially considering that they might go up in value over time. Blockchain.info is where you can go to get your Bitcoin wallet. You got to have a wallet before you can have Bitcoin. So go to blockchain.info and get your first free encrypted Bitcoin wallet. Encrypted meaning that blockchain itself does not know. Blockchain.info cannot know what's in your wallet. It's encrypted in your browser and decrypted in your browser, so therefore they don't have the raw wallet files that they can just get into and take your money. So it's an amazing service, and they've even got apps for your smartphone, for iPhone, for Android. Those apps are free. Blockchain.info, go there and get your Bitcoin wallet today. So we were talking about violence and self-defense and the caller who had called in to bring this subject up referenced this kind of violent-sounding statement, this agitating kind of statement from Chris Cantwell, this libertarian blogger, who said that if he had a shotgun and a kilo of coke and the cop pulled him over, he'd shoot the cop because the cop's going to, you know, do something awful to him. And it kind of led us into this general conversation about violence. As, you know, as I say, it's not something I want a part of personally. I'm almost a pacifist. I'm, you know, I flirt with the idea of pacifism.
What does it take to be a pacifist?
You have to forswear violence, basically.
In all forms?
Yep, pretty much.
What about against animals? You have to be like a vegan? Is it just humans? Human on human violence?
I don't know. I can't say I know a lot about pacifism as far as like animals or not.
Because I've looked up pacifism, and especially what Wikipedia entry calls libertarian pacifism. And it's like, doesn't sound like anything hardcore at all. It sounds like a lot of people I know where you don't support war. And you generally,
that's not pacifism.
And then you also don't believe in violence as a tactic to achieve your ends. So if that's what pacifism is, then I can get behind that. But if people are thinking of it the way you seem to be thinking of it, where it's something where you're writing off even self-defense, then I would say
that's pacifism, as I understand it.
Well, the Wikipedia says that pacifism is opposition to war and violence.
Mm-hmm.
So that's me.
Right, and that goes so far usually to mean that you would not defend your own self. As I understand pacifism.
Maybe, and if that's the case, I'm not a pacifist.
Right.
I mean, I'm a practicing pacifist because I haven't engaged in any combat in, you know, quite some time since I was a kid.
But that's why I'm not quite a pacifist, because I don't like the idea of doing nothing especially if somebody I love is being attacked. That would be very, very difficult for me. I can't say how I would respond in a situation like that.
It would be hard for me to definitely to not want to defend someone, especially if I had the means to when they didn't, in a situation when they're being attacked, right?
Right. And so we were going to talk about your means here because I'd gone and talked to Tally about the issue of violence and you know, peace being the way. And you do own a firearm, Allie.
I do own a firearm, but it's not for when the police come a-knocking, for sure, or any kind of situation like that.
But why not? The cops might hurt you.
Well, the problem with that is that I like to cover my bases with things like not consenting to searches. And it's unfortunate that because I know how terrible a situation where you pull a gun on a police would be, that I would have to check when I'm, even if I'm being robbed, you know, is this person wearing a uniform and have a badge? Because I'd have to know that before I even got my weapon out, right? Because I don't want to be blown to bits for trying to defend myself. But I think in that situation, it really is futile. So I don't think that you have any chance at winning. Whereas if it's just like your average robber or rapist or something, a lot of times they're going to be afraid even to go near someone who has a gun and do something violent, right?
Sure.
There's smaller fish to fry. Yeah. There's other people who are defenseless. If you're able to defend yourself, a lot of them just won't even take the risk, right? So it's about who's at risk and who has leverage in the situation. If there's a rapist and I have a gun, then I have more leverage.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a cop, I have no leverage in that situation, no matter what weapons I have on me.
Well, right, because even if you destroy the cop, then there will be more.
Yeah, and I don't want to destroy the cop either.
If you kill the rapist, there's not going to be another, 20 rapists that come after you. But if you do the same thing to the police officer, you can damn well better believe that every cop within 20 miles is going to be coming after you.
Exactly.
So it's just not very practical. Even if you can justify it, through the moral excuse of, well, they were aggressing against me. Well, okay, but let's look at the long term, and let's look at, the big picture here, and that is that you defend yourself against the state, and then the state becomes larger. Your violence feeds them. That's what they're looking for. They're trained to deal with you being violent. They don't know how to handle somebody who's peaceful.
Yeah, that might be the only leverage that you really have, and maybe more powerful leverage, is that you are on the moral high ground when you're being aggressed against by a police officer, and you can bring that up.
The best thing you can do is to have a video camera rather than a firearm, I think, in any police encounter. 855-450-FREE. And they are afraid of cameras, by the way.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
America.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free. 855-450-FREE. Let's SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. So again, freetalklive.com. In fact, one of those features is a bunch of archives going all the way back to late 2006. So actually, if you were to go back to late 2006, I would not be anywhere near as much of a nonviolent person or a peace-oriented person back then. I didn't have my transition till I think it was probably sometime in 2007, where I actively chose to leave those ideas behind and move towards peace. And it's been a great progression since then.
Do you know what made the turn?
Oh boy, that's a good question. I feel like there was one moment in particular, but it was more of like an internal moment where I was literally just looking at myself in the mirror and I made the choice that I can't really give you an exact reason for it. I think it was just that I had come to the conclusion that I did not want to go off in that particular direction. And I see that our mic troubles are returning, so I apologize for that technical difficulty. I knew that I didn't want to go in a violent direction. I didn't see any real benefit to that. And I felt as though that was the way that I had been going, that, you know, the government people are very, very dangerous and very awful and they hurt people. And I was the kind of person who was preparing for that end, you know, like I had the AK-47 and the body armor and all that kind of stuff. And I just didn't want to. I didn't want to go down that road. I didn't think that would be the best result for liberty. And I think it was probably just an accumulation of a variety of different circumstances. But there was one point at which I basically made that turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
But it was more of an internal decision.
Right.
So 855-450-FREE if you want to jump into this discussion. And I think that being around peaceful people was probably the most important factor for me, because when I moved here, I was pretty angry. You know, there's been so much abuse, and it's so easy to be angry at the people who call themselves the state.
Were you used to being around violent people before you moved?
No, not necessarily, but, you know, I was certainly around people who you know, we're all about guns or self-defense. Or, I mean, I used to go to gun shows to do outreach for the Libertarian Party, and I was certainly not
unfamiliar. Dale Gribble was there.
That's from a character from a television show.
From King of the Hill.
So I'm certainly not unfamiliar with that world. But no, I wasn't really, you know, I wasn't like in a militia or anything like that. But at the same time, I felt alone. I was scared. I did not like what the government people were doing. And I felt like they were going to come after me.
I have a point to make about even those people who talk about that. People who might collect guns. I mean, lots of people collect guns with no intention of ever using it on any kind of state agent at all.
Mm-hmm.
But even the ones that do talk about that kind of thing or fantasize it about it or whatever, even they're wimps. Like, they're not really violent people. They just, like, have this I think they get it from, like, a movie or something. They picture themselves being the good guy,
the culture,
hero.
Right?
Yeah.
A lot of violence is in the culture, and people see that as a way to solve disputes, and the hero, you know, uses violence at some point, usually.
I guess they feel like if they have the moral ground, then if the violence is used for what they consider moral purposes, then it's justified. And mm-hmm. maybe they even feel
well,
like...
Police think the same thing.
They might just feel like the violence is very effective, more so than anything else, but it's like they've given up hope on other possibilities.
Well, right.
Maybe.
It's a fear-based mentality. And I, you know, like a lot of people are so scared of the state people. I mean,
a lot of people
dangerous.
Are pushing fear.
Sure, and there's reason to be afraid. I mean, they hurt people, and they put people in prison, and I did not want that to happen, and I thought that violence would have been the way to stop it. I don't agree with that position now, but I know why I felt that way, because I was alone and afraid, and a lot of people who believe in freedom feel the same way. They're alone, and they're afraid, and if you can get around other people who love liberty, like I did by joining the Free State Project and then moving to New Hampshire and then finding these really peaceful people. Russell Canning is a good example of that. He's one of the earliest movers to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. He's actually going to be coming to Keenevention, which I'm really excited about, and he'll be speaking on the civil disobedience panel. But I saw this this guy, it's Russell Canning, you know, being aggressed against by the state. And I saw him being aggressed against by the state, and he was smiling, you know, the whole time that you know these agents were attempting to capture him, and that he could be happy or that he could be friendly to the very people that were doing him harm was just, it was mind-boggling for me.
Well, it's the ultimate victory, right? Because if you get angry, then you're allowing other people to have control over your emotions, it seems.
Yeah, they're getting the best of you.
Mm-hmm. And I don't like to, you know, walk around angry or anything. I mean, sure, there's plenty of things that the state does that's outrageous and deserves anger, but I just don't like feeling it.
Yeah, at times when I listen back to myself being angry, or if there's like happens to like be a video which I was really mad about something that was being talked about, I never am like, wow, I was really on point that day. You know, allowing yourself to be caught when you're angry just never makes you look good. It always makes the other person's actions seem like they might have been defendable. So being able to keep your cool in those situations, and just if you already have the moral ground, there's no need to get angry, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, yep. Have a video of you de-escalating the situation. You know, I think those are the people I want to watch in videos, and who I would say would be the good guys versus the people who are trying to escalate situations.
Yeah, exactly. So 855 453, that's a toll-free number. Free State Project, can one of you guys explain what it is?
It is a marketing campaign to get people to come to the state of New Hampshire for more liberty in their lifetime. And I think the goal is 20,000 people, once they sign up at freestateproject.org, that would, quote, trigger the move where within 5 years people would move to the state of New Hampshire, and there'd be Libertopia.
Yeah, well, that's we got a lot of work to do, right? Like, just moving together isn't going to be enough. We actually have to move together and then do things. So some people are getting active inside the system, you know, running for political office. Some people are doing outreach. Some people are creating media. Some people are doing civil disobedience. Mm-hmm. And we're going to cover a lot of this stuff at the upcoming Keenevention. You can go to keenevention.info to learn more about that. But freestateproject.org is the reason why the three of us really even know each other. We wouldn't have had the chance to meet had it not been for the Free State Project, and we're early movers. You know, we've been doing this show from New Hampshire now At least we, as in Free Talk Live in general, you guys are newer to the show, but Free Talk Live has been here in New Hampshire since 2006, and there have just been more and more and more people showing up. When I moved, I was mover number 420, and then now they have over 1,400 people that are here in New Hampshire six wow. years later. It's incredible.
Yeah.
More are coming every single week. I just mentioned last night, I just happened to meet somebody who was a Free Stater the other day. She works at a local store in the area. And so
I meet people all the time who moved here for the Free State Project,
really?
And I didn't even realize.
You've never met them.
There's not a parade when they come to town. You know, they
right.
just there's meetings and everything, and people are meetups so that people can say hello and make connections and everything. You don't want to feel alone in a new place. So there's definitely that kind of outreach, but there's a lot of people who are here for the Free State Project that sometimes I'm not even aware. You know, we don't wear scarlet letters. Maybe we should.
Right. Well, there are porcupines that were handed out at the previous Pork Fest, and the people wear them on or have them on their vehicles a lot.
A porcupine nice. Magnet, yeah, it says pork on it, little cute little porcupine logo. So it's a great idea, and it's an idea that works because getting people together who love liberty and focusing your efforts in one place makes things possible that have been previously impossible.
Yeah, I've seen so many people move and just, like, totally expand what they even thought that they were able to do, including myself, since before that, you know, before they moved, they just worked a regular job and mm-hmm. felt like a normal person, and they got here, and they have been supercharged by all the energy from other people who, like you say, think the way, you know, think in a similar way.
You, for instance, have done a TV show.
That's right. I never would have thought I'd be on TV.
As an anchor.
I was never interested in TV before, except for watching it. So.
You have your own radio show now, and Tally has put up multiple blogs, and of course, I don't know if you were blogging before you moved to New Hampshire, but you've certainly
sure.
been a prolific blogger since moving, and we can just concentrate our activism, and the more people we have, the less likely that violence will ever really be, you know, used, because if you've got numbers on your side, then the people who call themselves the state, they really don't want to mess with you.
We should talk more about that.
We will.
Plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med-5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to Med5.com. That's MedFive.com, and watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque, fight back with Med5. Order now at Med5.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here for you to take control should you wish to add your voice to the conversation at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. It is brought to you by SACL CAI. You can also join us online. Go to freetalklive.com, and the conversation continues online. You know, we do 3 hours of talk radio every single night, 7 nights a week. But, of course, there's the Facebook page where people are interacting, you know, all day long. There's the bulletin board system where people are interacting. And right there on the front page of the website, you can submit content to our site and vote it up or vote it down. So there's a lot of different ways to get interactive here on Free Talk Live, and all of them are free. So go to freetalklive.com to do that. Keenvention is coming up in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tonight will be the first night of Keenvention, and it's something that it's going to be experimental. It's something that I think that could work really well and might fall on its face. I really don't know what to expect. Putting together a convention here in the Keene area, and it's going to be activism-focused. It's going to be put on by activists, for activists, and for people who fancy themselves as activists, for people who might want to learn more about activism. And there are two really great events that already happen here in New Hampshire every year, and I highly recommend you come to both of them if you can afford it. There's the summertime event called the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a lot of fun. And, in fact, we're going to be talking about one of the speakers that's been fairly controversial there here in a moment, I believe, Jason Talley. But the Liberty Forum is the other thing that happens every winter in New Hampshire, and both of those events are put on by the Free State Project. Now, Keenvention, not put on by the Free State Project. I'm the one throwing Keenvention, and I have some great folks that are helping me, like Daryl and Cecilia, and some of the other local Keen activists that have stepped up to assist. But I'm doing the bulk of the work just myself, just because I'm just that kind of person. I don't like to delegate tasks.
Throwing on a convention seems really complicated.
Mm-hmm. It is definitely, there's a lot of, you know, strings that you have to tie together. There's a lot of things, and that's why, that's my main concern. My main point of paranoia is, what am I forgetting, right? So, like, I feel like I've got the bases covered, but I also have the feeling like I'm going to show up the day of and then realize, oh, my God, I forgot to do X, Y, or Z. But it seems like it's coming together. There have been dozens of tickets that have been sold, and I think that for the first time out, I'm happy with that. That's good. It's still going to be, it's a small event. It's going to be, you know, maybe a tenth of the size of the Liberty Forum. So it's going to be very intimate. And I think that could also be a benefit to some extent as well, where everybody will get to talk to everybody. You know, it's not going to be a huge crowd of people where there's a bunch of people you don't know. You will be able to get to know probably everybody at the convention over a whole weekend. So it's going to be your kind of standard hotel convention. There's speakers, panel discussions, and there will be, you know, opportunities to do things
things outside of the hotel, which is also something that's going to set Keenvention apart from the other conventions.
It is a beautiful time in Keene right now. It's just like you couldn't...
It's unseasonably warm, actually, in Keene, at least this week. That could change. It's New England, so next week it could be
really,
really
cold. But the leaves are just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, in previous years, I've seen like most of the leaves being gone by this time. I expect most of them are going to be gone by the time Keenvention comes around. But the point is not to see the sights necessarily, or the pretty leaves. Because if it was to see the pretty leaves, we could have scheduled it 2 weeks earlier, and then you'd have paid $250 for a night in a hotel as opposed to $79.99. So for me, I wanted to keep the cost down on the convention and make sure it was very affordable.
Keene's kind of like in a bowl, like a valley.
Mm-hmm.
So the leaves just sort of pop out at you. You just look around and they're there. It's not like you have to go hiking to see them or
anything. That's true. And they're just stunningly beautiful. This week's been absolutely amazing here. But that's not the attraction of Keenvention. The leaves are not the attraction. Do not come expecting to see pretty leaves, because I expect most of them are going to be gone by the time Keenvention rolls around. That's how we kept the cost down on the convention, to make sure it's affordable for people to come here. Because if you come during leaf peeping season, you're paying top dollar for hotel rooms.
I see.
Because every hotel room is sold out, because everybody and their grandmother is here to look at the leaves and to get married under the leaves and to do X, Y, and Z. And it's very popular. So anyway, Keenvention.info is where you can go to learn more about it. It's $50 get you into the convention for the entire weekend. And as I mentioned, there will be things to do outside of the hotel. So maybe you want to go Robin Hooding. Maybe you've heard us talking about Robin Hooding a lot on Free Talk Live, where you go and rescue people from getting parking tickets. Well, Robin Hood himself will be taking you Robin Hooding on the streets of Keene. So you'll be able to do that. You'll be able to go out and go cop locking with the host of the Cop Lock radio show, Eric Free Rock. So, you know, not just in-hotel speaky things, but also, you know, you want to get your feet wet with activism. It's Keene. So, of course, you've got to do some activism when you're here. You don't have to. You can hang out in the hotel and go to restaurants and things like that, too, and bowl and karaoke. We'll have social events, and hopefully it'll be a lot of fun, and it works out, and maybe we'll do it again next year. So Keenvention.info, you can go there to learn about the speakers. One of the things we're going to be talking about is violence and peace at the Peace Roundtable, as we're calling it. It'll feature me and Derek J. Freeman, who are going to be on the side of peace, and then Chris Cantwell, who will probably not be on the side of peace. But that kind of leads us back into the discussion we were having, Jason Talley, where I don't know where exactly you wanted to go with this, but you wanted to reference maybe some of the controversy about the Free State Project attracting the wrong kind of people?
Oh, well, I mean, so I like the idea of the Free State Project. I just want to make sure that through their marketing efforts, when they approach people about moving here, that they focus them on making sure that I have peaceful neighbors, right? I mean, that's mm-hmm. that's what I'm interested in, and not necessarily people that are going to bring violence to the Atlantic Northeast, because this region, New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont, they're three of the most peaceful states, you know, in North America.
And that's true.
I'd like to keep it that way.
But the people who would oppose you on this would point out that the reason those states are peaceful is because people can carry weapons and they can own weapons.
I'm not anti-weapon at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's also less urban here also. I think that could be a factor.
Well, one thing's for sure, there hasn't been an issue with Free Staters coming here and opening fire on innocent people or even government employees.
There is. I mean, the Amuni Savion murder.
Was he a Free Stater?
Certainly. Yes.
Okay, because I'd heard rumor that he might not have been.
That's the thing. I mean, I think the truth was obfuscated. I don't mm-hmm. think a lot of people wanted to talk about it, to be honest with you. And, you know, from different perspectives, for good reason, but violence has happened. I don't think it's a trend, and I think most of the Free Staters that I know are peaceful people. But
right. There are 1,400 people here who are Free State Project participants, and there was one guy that you're referring to who killed himself and horribly murdered his son as well.
But that I don't think that's necessarily a reflection on the Free State Project. What I think is when they have speakers who have articles when to shoot a cop.
Mm-hmm.
And then they,
Larkin Rose,
for example, and they pay this person to speak and, you know, give them a platform and a microphone. I don't know. Does that send the wrong message?
I believe that it does. I mean, it makes me feel a little bit like, you know, I could see the Free State Project to me as a tool. You know, people might look at an object or like a project in multiple ways. You could see it as a tool for your own purposes, and to you it's really cool in that way, but then you don't think about how it could, you know, I might see a gun as something I could use to hunt food with or something, or maybe even something more innocent seeming. And then someone else might see it and say, I could shoot my wife with this, right? So it's not that the Free State Project is bad. I think it's a really cool project, and I see I've gotten a lot of use out of it. But well, you know, what about people that might see it and they want to use it to promote this idea that maybe they'll start a militia in New Hampshire or something? And I feel like there's not a lot you can really do about it, but there's things you can do to not egg that on.
Well, right, but couldn't they not invite him to speak at their event?
Sure, exactly. That would be something that, you know, you don't even have to do anything in that situation. Just don't invite him to speak.
Mm-hmm. But they are, and I put forth the proposal that because they removed Chris Cantwell's membership from the Free State Project, who was also sort of agitating this violent message, that they should also, if they're going to be consistent, if they're going to remove Chris Cantwell, they should remove Larkin Rose. They have yet to rule on this. Apparently, the Free State Project Board only meets quarterly. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what their response is to this idea of removing Larkin Rose from the membership. There have been some early indicators that at least one of the board members does not support removing Larkin Rose, which seems hypocritical to me in that particular case. Because I agree with you, Jason Talley. I don't think that people who are advocating violence should be promoted by the Free State Project. Obviously, there's nothing they can do about who joins the project. They could kick somebody out if they speak out, as they did with Chris Cantwell, in favor of violence, but that's about all they can do. If somebody keeps their mouth shut, moves here with a bunch of guns, and then goes off and kills a bunch of cops, there's nothing that the Free State Project could have done to prevent
that. We also don't need to rely on the board to decide who's going to be amongst our community. That's up to the people in the community.
Well, and that's where I think Keene has done a fairly good job of having a message of peace. The Keene activists, at least, tend to be very peace-oriented. Like, FreeKeene.com's message is peaceful evolution.
Honestly, I think it's something that Keene could work on. That's something that I thought when I chose Keene, it was because I'd heard that people who started talking about violence were ostracized. But then, since I've been here, I've seen examples where, well, we like this person, so even though
I like Chris Cantwell, and I want to show him an example of peace, like people showed to me when I moved here, so that maybe he can see that and adopt that for himself. I don't agree with the idea of turning people away just because they have a differing opinion. I wish we could get further into it, but we're out of time tonight.
You did before Chris Cantwell came along.
We don't have time.
Musicians, what if you could get below-cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379. Taylor Acoustics just $719. Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, PRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon. Guitar Center's biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year ends Tuesday.
I just can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.